Waiting. Episode 1. Stuck. Written, performed, and produced by Megan Gwen Davis.
Finally. Only took me like 3 days. Well, there goes the one interesting thing I had to do here. I know exactly why I'm here. Most people are all, boo-hoo, poor me, what have I done to deserve this torment? But not me. I know I'm the worst, and I definitely deserve this. I completely understand why they think that I'm a threat to society, but it's not like I'm even that good at any of the dangerous stuff. Accusing me of witchcraft, I mean, come up with something a bit more creative, why don't you? I get why they'd be scared, though. I'm not the most inconspicuous of people, but did they have to do this punishment? Eternity. In a locked fucking tower. Surprised I didn't find a dragon to guard me, for God's sake. I've only been here a week, and I'm bored out of my mind. I thought making you might help me. Who knows? Maybe you will. It's the only thing I can do without any of my tools. And what is it? A black void. A blob of nothing I can talk into. Who even knows if there's anyone on the other end, but hey, at least I can pretend there's someone there. I really hope there's someone there. No one is scheduled to come to these coordinates in a very long time. And although I technically would be fine, I don't want to spend my time here any longer than is necessary. So if there's anyone from my segment on the other side, this is trainee Morgana Edwins, travel number 24809-1788, segment GR8. Currently in Braemar, Scotland, year PM 1692, month April. I've lost my tools and have no way of getting back to my year, so please, please get some maintenance guys to come get me before I die of boredom or the plague. Old Earth is so dull. Why we need to get supplies from here, of all places, astounds me. Of all the time zones the portal allows, and we choose the 1600s. And the fact you can get locked in a stone fortress on suspicion of witchcraft should definitely be put on the risk assessment. I gotta hand it to them. They're persistent. You see a girl wielding a magic-looking sword and burning her at the stake doesn't work. Obviously, you try and kill her in every way you can think of before you throw her in stone Tupperware in the middle of nowhere so she can rot in peace. My poor hair. It was so long. And I don't have any more meds, so looks like these burns are going to have to heal the old-fashioned way. This isn't fair. You told me that this was a beginner's mission. It's a simple grab-and-go mission, Morgs. It's a piece of piss, Morgs. Well, it's bloody well not, is it? I'm so fed up of us trainees being used as fucking pack mules with no backup tools. When I get back, I better get promoted, or I'm rioting. Or forming a union. We should have one of those anyway. If we did, I wouldn't be stuck in this situation. I'd have gone in, gotten the supplies, and dipped out of there ASAP, and would be lounging in my bedroom, drinking a cider and watching conspiracy videos. Well, at least I have a bed, I guess. It's basically a wad of straw and a blanket, but it's better than sleeping on a stone one. And there's a window. A tiny one, but I can see for a good few miles out of it. And now there's you. Whether you're actually linked back to base or not, at least you're someone to talk to. Maybe this won't be so bad.
1 year later.
I'm in hell. This is hell. I somehow managed to undo the immortality surgery, and I died at the stake, and I'm in hell, suffering for all my sins. Where are you? Anyone would work at this point, just someone with the tools and is trained in time components. Or just fucking has some. I've been here for a whole year, and all I've managed to get is a dead bird and a pile of rainwater. The only things I can make with them are party tricks and shitty cold stew. I trained for four, count them, 4 years to be able to perform just basic conjurations and illusions, and not one of them is usable to help me get out of here. I'm way too underqualified for something like this. I thought our trackers were meant to work no matter the situation, so where is anyone? Something happened back home. Is everyone all right? My mum must be worried sick. It's so beautiful back home. Nostalgia is a big trend at the moment, so everything is designed after late 2000s fashion. Man, underneath all that tripe, there's some gorgeous architecture. I wanted to be one when I was a kid, an architect. Make shelters for people that actually looked good and helped cover enough people when storms hit. But I never got good enough marks in maths, so that went out the window pretty quickly. But I still have ideas. In all my notes from the academy, I've got sketches upon sketches for ideas and concepts. None of them would work in real life, but it's fun to imagine. It'd be nice to have something to draw on here. Let me escape from this boredom. Idea. If I... And then just get some of this. And mix it with that. And then da-da-da. Aha! Okay, right. I pulled a feather from that dead bird, mixed a bit of dirt with some of the water, and bang! Quill and ink. Kind of. It doesn't show up very well on the wall, but if I can fiddle with the chemical properties a bit, see if I can remember the incantation. Oh, get in! Managed to make it slightly lighter brown. Not great, but to start. By the time I get out of here, I'll be a bloody master of that incantation. At least I can draw now. Maybe I'll start with some ways to get out of this place.
Waiting is written and produced by Megan Gwen Davis, who is also the voice of Morgana and the Unknown Voice. If you would like to get in contact with us,
please follow our Twitter
at WaitingPod.
If you like the show, please consider giving it a follow, a like, or a rating. And please feel free to give all your comments to our Twitter. We'd love to hear them.